Hi guys, and welcome back to the football podcast called Match of the Week. All of your football news summarised in under 15 minutes. Hope you enjoy it.
Or more.
Yeah, it depends.
This is our first episode of Match of the Week.
In this podcast, we will be talking about January transfer window, goals of the last two seasons, transfers that me and my colleague Charlie would like to talk about, and any talking points that have happened in football. Around the
there's been quite a bit. I mean, we wrote this last month.
Yep.
We've only just been able to sit down and record it.
Since.
A little.
Yeah, starting off with Mason Greenwood's arrest.
Greenwood's arrest. That was interesting.
Very unexpected.
Yeah, I mean.
No one expected.
Knew something was off as soon as we saw that video in the car.
No one expected the generational talent to stop.
It's such a good future ahead of him, and that was really all gone, wasn't it? Yeah, because you think about it, he was so young and such a great person,
great talent
at the end of the day. Like, he had the ability to become one of the greatest England players on the squad if you know
money through his power down
the
Right, going back a few weeks, the top of the year football and FIFA.
Team of the year. We say FIFA, but technically team of the year affects the entire football community, even if you're not a FIFA fan.
Yeah, Ronaldo got 12th man. Then we have goalkeeper Donnarumma. Some controversy in terms of defence, midfield and the forwards.
Yeah, Messi, Lewandowski, Mbappe.
Did Messi deserve it, or is he just a protected footballer?
Yeah. I mean, talks are that Ronaldo only got the 12th man because of the, you know, the new upcoming game that's meant to take over
UFL.
For FIFA. Yeah. Like, you know, they want to keep their partnership with Ronaldo, FIFA do, and because it looks like Ronaldo's going to be the front man of this new football game.
Yeah.
But who knows, that entire game can end up being a flop like Pez ended up being.
Yep. And on the talking point of Ronaldo, he moved back to Man United quite a while back.
Yeah, I mean, beginning season.
That's a huge talking point. First game versus Newcastle.
It was Newcastle. But I mean, playing back at Man United must feel so good for him, considering he was so young when he first played at Man United. But he was under Fergie, weren't he?
Ferguson's bought him after a match versus Sporting and Manchester United, and he scored versus Edwin van der Sar.
If Ronaldo wanted to move back to Man United, he did that, and you know, we've not seen much of him this season if you think about it halfway.
But not much.
You know, he's 36. His knee injury's come back to haunt him, hasn't it?
But moving on to another talking point, Lukaku's back to Chelsea, and he's really unhappy. He doesn't like life there.
Yeah, I mean, he's saying he's not been enjoying Chelsea, and you know, he preferred being in Italy. But I mean, Chelsea. Yeah. He was back at Chelsea. Well, he was at Chelsea a couple of seasons ago, wasn't he?
Yeah, Chelsea back in like 2013 from Everton.
I say a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's more like almost ten years ago.
Long time now.
Yeah. Lukaku, honestly, if he's unhappy at Chelsea, Chelsea don't really need a new. I mean, what? They've got Werner.
Yeah, not very good at shooting on targets.
But he's got the pace, though.
Yeah, he's got pace. Turbo Timo.
Turbo Timo, that's why we called him that.
Yeah.
But then.
Ad break. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yes,
so now we're going
to... Well, no, we still got Bruno's penalty to talk about.
Yeah, Bruno's penalty versus Villa.
Villa back at the beginning of the season, first meeting this season. You know, Villa fan here and Man United fan on the other side of the desk.
Yeah.
You know, that was... You know, we don't put that difference aside, you know, it's a football team.
Yeah, football, whatever.
But, you know, that was the biggest point of the season at that point, if you really look at it. Like,
yeah. we could have got the points. 3 points turned into 0 points after a missed penalty that went miles into the crowd and might as well have went over the top of Old Trafford.
I mean, might as well have just went to Villa Park itself.
Yeah, loads of miles.
I mean, you've got the suspicions that he did it to get rid of Ollie.
It's a moving point.
Yeah. All right, so we might as well move on to the next one now. Transfers of the month. Transfer window ended.
31st of Feb. January.
Yeah. And, 4 days ago now.
Yeah. And there was a lot of transfers.
A lot of big transfers. You know, back when Coutinho was. Back at the beginning of the transfer window, Coutinho was. You all knew he was going to England again.
Yeah.
But the five Premier League clubs wanted him.
Yeah. And it was just a question
which
one.
Club?
Could have been any, could have been Villa, could have been Liverpool, could have been a small club such as Brentford, even a team in the Championship such as Middlesbrough or Birmingham City.
And he chose Villa at the end, 6 months later, you know.
It's a team that can develop, and we've saw that development in
we've seen
in signings such as Lucadinha.
Yeah, Lucadinha for 25 mil.
Yeah.
We signed, Callum Chambers from Arsenal?
There's an undisclosed value on that.
Yeah, undisclosed. We still don't know the price.
Still a signing.
But I reckon it won't be anything below 50.
No, it's going to be quite a good transfer for him, I think, because he's quite a good holding defender.
I think he could be the replacement for Tyrone Mings.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a good player for Villa.
Definitely.
We can see that. But when we start winning, you see him start slacking off.
Yeah, definitely.
And
it's just not very.
You know, you can expect that from a defender because you got that one off. But you shouldn't always just leave it to your goalkeeper.
No.
Because they can't do everything.
Although Martinez is very, very trustworthy.
Trustworthy.
You know.
2027 contract as well, that was.
Yeah, very unexpected.
You know, he'll be like 34 there, so retirement age by the time he gets to the end of the contract.
Wasn't really expected to sign one that long, but, you know. Whatever brings the team back.
Yes. Next up, we have Axel Tuanzebe.
Tuanzebe.
He started off the season at Villa.
Yeah.
Went back to Man United after both teams agreed to bring him back to go to Napoli for the whole year or just the rest of the season?
I think it's the whole year. Italian league, not as good as the Premier League.
No.
But
could be a good break for.
It's a good break for him. It's a good break from English football.
Napoli is a very good team as well when it comes to
Napoli's
it.
Napoli's very good build up.
Yeah.
If we're moving on to Newcastle, Newcastle bought Trippier
and Chris
Wood.
And then you got Matty Cash on
Target.
Yeah, Target, not Cash.
Chris would never leave.
It got him till the end of the month, end of the season.
But Target was a good signing. Trippier, ultimate signing. He will do Newcastle so well.
Mm-hmm.
And then
such good build-up players.
Chris
well.
Wood, bit of a Brexit footballer.
Brexit.
But, he's good at scoring headers and he's good at getting the win, last-minute win. He's really good at that. Moving on to Barcelona's transfer window.
I mean, where they get all this money from?
Don't know where they've got the money from after the bankruptcy last year, but now they've went and signed Ferran Torres, Aubameyang,
and
Adama Traore.
If you look at it, Aubameyang was, he left on a free agent for Arsenal, and Barca picked him up.
Yeah.
So they didn't really have to pay anything for him.
Yeah.
Ferran Torres, Pep said, if he wants to leave, we'll let him leave.
And he'll leave, yeah.
And
there's
that's
no stopping him. No. He's Spanish himself. Yeah. Both of them are Pepes.
And he's managed Barcelona as well, Pep has.
So Pep knows the experiences of Barca and he knows that they can create a player as well as develop a player.
Like they developed Messi.
And they developed Adama Traore.
And Traore.
He was through their youth ranks and now he's signed back for them.
Yeah, back
only
on.
Only on an option to buy, though. Only on a loan. Because they can't, register him on a full-time.
I know this hasn't got anything to do with transfers, but apparently Phil Coutinho has said, I'll only take what Aston Villa's paying me for my wages, because I believe Villa was only paying 35%.
Yeah.
And Barca was paying the 65%.
That's a pay cut that no one wants to take, but, it's needed if you want to play football.
Yeah.
Moving on to a bigger signing, Luis Diaz to Liverpool.
From FC Porto as well,
This was like a £40 million signing. saying it was really unexpected in the last day of the transfer window. So, you know, like, who's he going to replace? He's going to replace Roberto Firmino.
Sadio Mane.
Not going to replace Salah.
Really. Unless Salah.
The talking point that we wanted to add as well was that Salah
life
was going to sign a life contract, but the terms in the contract that he's asked for were very high.
Yeah,
Liverpool
that
have said
was a that big wage increase.
If they were to put his wage increase on, they would run out of money. So, you know, are they now deciding they want to give him away to the likes of PSG or Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Or even Barcelona if they get the money up?
I mean, Mbappe said, what was it? January transfer window.
Yeah.
He will leave to Real Madrid in the summer.
Yeah.
Even if it means being a free agent.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter what you're worth. If you want to play football that's good and worthy of your money and your wage, well then, it's fine, innit? You know, as we find out, this Julian Alvarez that's just moved to Man City from an Argentinian team, he's got a lot of future in his football, and he was rumoured to move to Manchester United, and he came back into Manchester United Airport, and instead of going the way of the best stadium, Old Trafford,
you know, not the empty seats,
he chose the empty ad instead, and he moved into the Etihad, and he chose blue.
Blue over.
Right, so that's it for the January transfer windows.
Transfers we want to be completed.
After the break. Okay, so now we are coming back to the transfers that we want to be complete ourselves personally. So, personally, I would like to see Haaland, Erling Haaland from Dortmund, move into the Manchester United team, possibly as Ronaldo's about to retire.
Yeah, because they'll retire at the end of the season, next season.
His body's got to, like, be telling him now that he's got to give up. And he's
we can see that with the knee injury really acting up on him. Is it Bellingham next?
Yeah,
Bellingham.
Possible move to Chelsea. It's a move that would benefit his career, moving from German League to a Premier League.
You know, it'd be good for him as well, considering
he's English, so he's used to England play style.
You know, and then when we even played international games, everyone was on the plane to England, but he had to stay on that plane. To Germany, back to Dortmund.
Another signing that I would like to see is Declan Rice into the Manchester United team, because our midfield is just non-existent at the minute. We have the likes of McTominay, Fred and Nemanja Matic, but they're just doing nothing that I like. I like Scott McTominay, he's got a future in front of him, but Fred, useless. He just needs to go. He just needs to be sold.
Ford watching, get him gone.
I don't want him in my team. We paid $40 million under Jose Mourinho for Fred, and he's done nothing for us so far. Yes, he may have set up a few goals, as we saw in the FA Cup tie versus Aston Villa. We found out that he can
win. No, the tie was the Saturday game after the FA Cup game.
Yeah, but you know, we can see that he can whip a ball in, and he can supply goals.
He can really get the ball in if he tries.
In his whole career at Manchester United, how many goals has he scored? What, like 2-3? That's not worth a $40 million.
No idea how many goals he's scored.
It's not worth a $40 million price tag.
I dialed Lukaku to Inter again. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that said that. Lukaku, interesting player. You know, I rate him as a player.
Yeah.
As we talked earlier, he's not happy.
He used to play Manchester United, I'll rate him.
Yeah, I mean, like we said earlier in the episode, not happy at Chelsea.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I can see him leaving as a free agent at the end of the season.
I think he'll let his contract run out, maybe. So that's like a three-year deal, maybe.
It's 3 years, really?
I think he signed a three-year deal. And then after that, I would say that he will probably move, not back to Inter, not back to the Italian league. I believe so that he
might... I reckon the league.
I think he might move into the MLS.
Yeah, like what Zlatan did for a bit.
Lukaku likes money.
And MLS pay a lot of money, don't they?
He's passionate for his football, but he likes money. He has loads of cars, he has everything that he's ever wanted, big house, luxuries, anything, just anything you think of, Lukaku's got it, and that's because the wages he's on. Also moving on to what we've already spoken about, Mbappe to Real Madrid. That's a possible
free agent move at the end of the season if PSG.
It could still happen. So, you know, it's not too unbelievable. But, you know.
I know we didn't write to them, but I just want to add something that I also want to happen. It's that I want Coutinho to stay. And then, remember back earlier on in January, well, near the end of the transfer window, we're talking about Chuy Suarez to Villa.
Yeah.
No, I reckon Gerrard could get that complete.
Yeah, he could, because he was an excellent footballer.
Yeah, and, you know, if we play our cards right with the next budget we get, I reckon we still got quite a bit of money left over from Grealish.
Grealish, 100 million.
Yeah, 100 million.
He weren't worth
it. No, not worth. No. Man City wanted to break a record.
Yeah, he just wasn't worth the move to Man City.
No.
Just wasn't something that was needed or like available to Man City. But yeah, like as we saw, they've removed some of the players so that they can get some play.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if Chuy Suarez to come, the question is then, what we're gonna do with him? We got Ings, Watkins. If we add Chuy Suarez, you know,
it's a good addition.
Yeah, we can see Watkins can play on the wing.
Yeah.
Then. You know, I don't think Ings is going to stay at Villa for long if we look at it, really.
No, I feel that he's another player that may like his money.
Yeah.
Like, we've not seen enough of him yet moving into different teams, but I feel like he might be a player that likes his money quite a bit. Right, so, find out the rest after the break. Right, welcome back.
Welcome back for the
last part of this podcast, episode one. Right,
starting off. We're talking about the goals of the last two seasons because, you know,
this season isn't finished.
Yeah, it's not finished yet.
So
starting off, Ings versus Newcastle with his bicycle kick.
An amazing bicycle kick. It's one of the best I've ever seen, other than Ronaldo and Zlatan. Zlatan's versus England when he played for Sweden, and then Ronaldo's versus Juventus when he played for Real Madrid. Yeah. But yeah, Ings was—he just used so much composure to hit that ball. He struck it so well. And then moving away from Villa for a bit, because that's all this podcast has been about pretty much.
And Man United.
Signings.
Another Newcastle game.
Another Newcastle game where Ronaldo scored in his debut twice.
Twice, yeah.
And he scored twice on his return back to the Theatre of Dreams. What a day for him. What a day for the lad.
Yeah, an absolute day.
Well, not a lad anymore.
He's an old man.
But, you would have thought that his body would have told him by now he needed to retire, but no, he's going to carry on. He's going to carry on to be the best player that's ever lived. He wants to outlive those players such as Pele, Zidane.
Yeah. Pele's 60 now, isn't he?
Defenders such as Puyol, Maldini. He wants to just be the best of the best. Mm-hmm.
But what happens if he gets pushed too far at the end of the day? You know, his body can have serious consequences if he pushes it too far. Next up, Alisson Becker's header against West Brom.
Last season. That was a great experience for the lad.
Everyone was really confused when Alisson ran out of...
Alisson ran up to the goal and everyone was like, huh? Even Gary Neville was confused. He's never confused on Sky Sport. He always seems like he knows what he's talking about.
That header was perfectly composed, perfectly executed.
Yeah.
Just got right in there.
Sounding
against
like
West
a
Brom.
FIFA commentator right now. Right, next one. The goal that won the Puskas Award.
Lamela
versus Arsenal. Rabona. What a shot that was. It struck straight past the defenders, through the goalkeeper's gloves, and into the net.
What a goal. It left all of Arsenal's defence, even goalkeeper.
Even the goalkeeper, which was Leno then.
Yeah.
Was very confused.
Because, Lamela had the ball 1 second, and next thing you know, it's in the back of the net.
In the back of the net. He didn't even let the defenders think about it.
Yeah, perfectly. Well,
moving on to another goal that was last season, was Edison Cavani's goal from the halfway line versus Fulham. What a perfect goal this was. This is going to be one of my favourite Manchester United goals that has ever been scored.
Yeah.
This was such a perfect shot. And Edison Cavani is one of my favourite players that's ever played at the club. He plays for the badge so often. He plays for the badge so well. A lot like Phil Jones. but
Phil Jones, best player in Man United.
Yeah, let's not talk about Phil Jones in this podcast.
Maybe next episode.
It's not worth it. So, Edison Cavani, what a player. Moved on free to Manchester United last season. And his fitness levels had to go right the way up.
It was expected. Cavani's quite old, isn't he, as well?
Yeah.
About the same age as Ronaldo?
Yeah, about that. And then moving on to the last goal that we want to talk about is Mo Salah's versus Man City. And that goal was so skillful.
He was in and out of City's defence.
Dropped Man City's defence with his step overs and his turn around with the ball. And yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, absolute perfect.
With guile and composure.
It's a FIFA commentator.
Yeah, FIFA commentator. We should take over Derek and Stewart's job. Yeah, I don't like them to.
No.
They're really, really annoying. Get Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes, the ball.
Okay. Right. So, if there's anything you want to talk about, then go ahead.
Football. Really big part of everyone's life. World Cup coming up at the end of the year.
Yeah, World Cup coming up.
We're still thinking, is that going to go ahead?
Ooh, it might, but it's in Qatar, so... Yeah.
Dubai's very strict. It's in Dubai, isn't it?
I think so.
But it's still Middle East.
Yeah, Middle East, definitely.
And they're really strict about COVID restrictions. They've got a big
stadium, so, that would be a lot of money. England wanted to host it again.
Again.
But they wanted to host the World Cup this time, but we got rejected because of all the fans' actions and stuff.
Euro final.
Spreading into the stadium, trampling
ridiculous
on people.
Ridiculous that was.
Ridiculous. People paid money for their tickets and they just get trampled on by people that can't be bothered to pay.
I mean, it's like the semi-finals, Liverpool versus Sheffield Wednesday, when, so many people lost their lives because of people trying to get in there without tickets and everything.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to wrap it up here, but there's one question I want to ask before we finish, and I will pick up on it in the next episode. Who's your favourite player, and why? Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Done? Oh.